Welcome to So Much More. I'm Jody Nisnik, and today you're listening in on a special Christmas episode where we're going to be hearing the story of Jesus' birth as told to us in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. The passage is going to be read from the Message translation by my friend Earl Davidson. After the reading, we'll take a few moments to walk through a guided prayer time, giving us an opportunity to praise God for what we've heard in the story and to praise Him for sending us His Son, Jesus. I want to encourage you to enjoy this podcast in community. That could look a number of different ways. It might be that you listen to it on your own, but then share it with a friend or a family member and have a conversation around what you noticed. Or maybe it's that you gather people together and you listen together and then have a conversation around it. I think it's really important to do something like this in community as a way to not only remind our hearts, but the hearts of those around us, the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. Before we listen to the story, let's pray together. Oh Lord, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you that you ensured that this story, the true story of Christmas, would be preserved in your word, handed down to us from generation after generation for thousands of years, so that we would know the real story of Jesus' birth. So, Lord, I pray now that you would help us hear it in a fresh, new way, even if this story is familiar to us. Lord, help us to be open to receive your words, and would you guide and lead us as we listen? We pray that you would do this for your good, for your glory, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now a reading of the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral home to be accounted for, so Joseph went up from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. And while they were there came time for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please Him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told. When the eighth day arrived, the day of circumcision, the child was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived.
Take a moment now to praise God for what you just heard, for the truths that you heard, and praise Him for anything that stood out to you in the reading. Now take a moment to praise God for Mary and for Joseph and for their faithfulness in raising Jesus. And now praise God for the shepherds, who went from terrified at the sight of the angels to running to see Jesus, then to telling everyone what they had witnessed. Praise God for their faithfulness and their witness. And finally, praise God that He sent a Savior for us. That would be for everyone in all the world, in every age, including you. And that the Savior came to us as the baby Jesus. Lord, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus, who was sent to us as a baby to save us. And we thank You for Mary, who held these events deep and dear in her heart. And we thank You for Joseph, who was a faithful earthly father to Jesus. We also thank You for the shepherds who witnessed all of these events and declared them to the world. And so we ask, Lord, that as we move through this Christmas season, that You would help us not to forget why we really celebrate. Help us to not forget the miracle of Christmas, and help us to long for the miracle of Jesus's return. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on So Much More, this special Christmas edition. Next week, we're going to do another special episode. It's going to be an opportunity to do an end of year reflection and a prayer time as we look forward into the new year. And I hope you'll join me for that. Well, my friends, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.